Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails and play your voicemails and read your reviews if we have any. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I producer Maria.
I producer. I podcast Allie. me podcast. Do we have any new reviews?
We have one from Raider 90210.
Whoa, Beverly Hills, baby.
Yes, stop your belly aching and listen already. Love it. Keep it up, ladies.
I love Stop Your Belly Aching.
And then we have one from Where's Matt? Greatest show of most times. I've traveled throughout most known universes through the past, the present, and the oceanic floor. I've eaten apple pie with sharp cheddar cheese and vanilla ice cream. John Tenney adds a lot to this podcast. I've sent them money. Check out their live shows. What a hoot. A boot and a silver dollar radio. Oh my God, let me tell you.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
Are you okay? Great. This is from I'm a Nerd 2024. I love this podcast and I'm so glad I found it through The Alarmist. You're honestly my favorite pod. You give me everything from laughs to creeps. I live near the Rolling Hills Asylum. A haunted old insane asylum I really think you guys should look into. It's very creepy, and you can even spend the night there. Happy New Year, girls. Boing.
There's one from Canada here, I see.
Ooh.
All the love. This is from Erica Amber. These girls are the best. I adore all of you. You're hilarious, and I think we should be friends. I wish I could write more reviews, but Apple will only let me write one.
Is that true?
And then there's one from Australia from Chris Semler. Simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I've ever met.
Wow, thank you.
I like that.
We got an email from Dana that says, I also got a fun rejection letter.
Oh my God.
Remember, because we did Dorothy Arnold, we wanted your rejection letters. This says, hey ladies, it's Dana from Brooklyn. Pizza party pants in the Discord if you're nasty.
Oh my God, I was about to say, give me a slice of pizza. I didn't know she was pizza party, but I was just thinking Brooklyn and pizza.
Brooklyn and pizza, it's like oil and vinegar, according to a girl
California
on the,
and oranges.
The Bachelor, who's like, we're like oil and vinegar. Like they're trying to say that she was like the opposite. She's trying to say water and
what mix,
oil and
water. That's funny.
I just finished listening to your episode about the disappearance of Dorothy Arnold. While we may not have a ton in common, my parents aren't mega rich and I've never dated a man 20 years my senior who still lived at home, we do have one thing in common. We've both been rejected by prestigious writing institutions. In 2015, I submitted a piece entitled Advice to My Future Daughter, to the New Yorker to consider for their Shouts and Murmurs section. Then, a few months later, they sent me my now beloved rejection letter. The rejection wasn't mean, but it wasn't filled with advice like Dorothy's was, just a mere, "We're sorry to say that your piece wasn't right for us. Thank you for allowing us to consider your work. Thanks for nothing, New Yorker." Anyway, if you're interested, here's a link to that particular piece, along with other things I wrote. Love the pod and love all of you. Honk, honk. And if I may add, woof, woof. Dana.
I love
you.
Woof,
may
woof.
Add woof, woof.
Always can.
And then we got an email. It's, I just made a song. Oh, this is... This is the guy who wrote a other song. Web Crawlers. Do, do, do.
And that was about Craig's synchronicity?
Craig's neat city. Oh, synchronicity.
Yeah, I need to sync synchronicity.
Wow, that was gorgeous.
That was crazy. Wow, that was really pretty.
Who wrote the Web Crawlers?
Nick Bowen?
Do. Yes, Nick Bowen.
Thank
you. Made it on GarageBand on my iPhone.
Wow.
How do you even... Okay, well, thank you. That's great. Okay, and now for the voicemail. Oh, by the way, last Friday mini episode, we read from that Trump Ghost Hunter book.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
We were like, because John posted it on Twitter, and we're like, what, did John write this? Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Because the author was like Joey Hennett or whatever. It's an,
yeah,
anagram,
it's an anagram
for John Tenney.
Someone in the Discord figured that out. Yeah, it's so crazy. He's written a few books apparently under that pseudonym.
Oh.
It's his like ghost hunting alter ego.
That John. Since we're turning to like a John Tenney fan podcast.
Literally. A John Tenney Dantana podcast.
Yeah. I know. Similar names. John Tenney, Dantana.
Yeah, they do have like a similar...
Same syllable. John Tenney.
Dantana. Allie Siegel.
Melissa Stetton.
Stetton.
Maria Bliss.
Yeah, it falls apart.
Okay, voicemail.
Hi, this message is for the Web Crawlers. My name is Amy, first time caller, but I did email you before. I'm the horny witch that wrote about the Maryland Goat Man. Anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you guys about my very brief encounter with Robert the Doll.
I was 9,
and I went with an ex on an anniversary trip to Key West, and we took this little haunted trolley tour that ended with going to see Robert in the little military fort that he was kept in / museum. And literally, like, the walls, the case that he's in, everything is covered in letters of people like,
oh my God,
Robert, I'm so sorry. Can you please take this off of me? And it's not all like fatal stuff. It's a lot of kind of unlucky inconveniences. Anyway, when we went to go see him, my ex and I, we were like in our early 20s and he was a piece of shit. So he didn't take any of it seriously and was like cursing at Robert under his breath. And I was like, oh my God, can you please stop?
So sure enough,
the next day, he lost his wallet. No idea where it went, and we had all of these anniversary plans for the last couple of days of our trip, and we couldn't do anything at all. Like, we were supposed to go to this private island for dinner on the beach, like, go out on a boat, all these things that we couldn't do. Not the end of the world, but I was like, this is all your fault.
It is.
And, so including when we had to get on the plane, he had to be, like, heavily questioned by TSA because he didn't even have his ID to fly home.
I was like, oh my God.
And they let him on the plane?
So yeah, that is my... Oh, and then our luggage was like 3 days late once we got home. So that was really annoying too.
Robert!
Anyway, thanks for covering Robert the Doll. I was so excited. I have a little plushy like souvenir version. I'll post a picture in the Discord after this. Okay, I love you guys.
Damn. That was Robert the Doll that was doing all that.
It's crazy that every time people disrespect Robert, like, weird little things happen that are bad.
Yeah. That's what you get.
I want to put that curse on people.
Yeah.
Every time people disrespect me, they lose their wallet.
Allie the doll. Make a little doll.
You just have
yourself.
To get good at like sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. It's Becky from England.
Hello, Becky.
I wanted to say hi. I haven't rang you in like 2 months. I thought I just want to check in. You guys can talk more about repetitive dreams and weird dreams and stuff like that. So I wanted to tell you guys about mine that I had when I was younger. You'll probably think that I'm making it up, but no. I swear to God I'm not. Okay.
I believe you.
So this is the dream that I had when I was younger. So I'm on a spaceship, okay?
Spaceship.
The spaceship is the Titanic. Somehow I know that it's the Titanic, even though it's a spaceship. So I know that we're going to crash. So there's basically, I'm in this room and there's this huge, really formal party happening. Everybody's dressed up, you know, champagne, a lot, everywhere. So I'm running around trying to tell everybody that we need to get off, but we need to get down to safety. And everybody's completely ignoring me. It's basically like I'm a ghost. Like people just don't even recognize that I'm there. So after I'm running around trying to, you know, get somebody's attention, I look in the corner of the room and I notice there's like a square hole in the wall with a red curtain across. So I walk over to try and get a better look. And as I'm walking over, the curtain opens up and there's like a baby sat there. It's all happy, it's just that in this hole where the red curtain was. So I'm looking at it thinking, well, why is there a baby in this hole in the wall? And then some tiger paws come out from the side and pick the baby up,
move
it to the side, and then close the red curtain, which is just crazy. And then I can hear like tigers roaring and growling, but I can hear the baby like hysterically laughing. It's at that point that everything sort of crashes and everyone starts panicking and freaking out and running around and the whole thing's like just falling apart. So I really want to know what you think of that and what it could possibly mean. So weird. I had this dream literally every night for over a year.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. And I'm not on about I've had it 10 times. I've had that dream probably a few years. I've had that dream every single day and I remember it. I feel like I could make a film of it. I remember it so, so clearly. I don't know what made me stop having it. I just stopped having it one day. But I had that every day for a long, long time. So it's super weird and messed up, and I really want to know what you guys think of that. Shout out to everyone on the Discord. Love catching up with you guys when a new episode comes out. Yeah, keep me sane as usual while I'm stuck at home. But love you all. Bye.
Wow.
I'll analyze it.
Please.
I like that she says baby like fat bastard and
baby.
Like fat. Yeah, I'm gonna eat baby. Your baby. Get in my belly.
So tigers are a symbol. She said tigers,
like paws,
right?
Yeah,
right?
Tiger paws. And growling.
Okay. So tigers are a symbol of your inner strength and overcoming obstacles and trusting your intuition. So she said, and I don't know that. The symbology of tigers.
I know that in my heart.
I know that in my heart. So she said that she's on like this spaceship Titanic boat and it's going to crash. So maybe there's like, there was some sort of obstacle or something in her life where she feels like it's like going under or there's some sort of issue. And she's trying to tell everyone like, hey, there's an issue happening and everyone's kind of like ignoring her.
Right.
And and maybe she feels like infantilized or something like that.
Oh, because there's
like,
a baby.
She's the baby.
Yeah.
And then so maybe like the tiger is a symbol of like overcoming these obstacles in her own inner strength. So then the tiger takes the baby, like overcomes like this infantilization or this obstacle that she's feeling. And then she's able to feel like the baby isn't like eaten or anything. Like she feels like that. She says the baby's laughing. So maybe the baby like comes to terms with everything, like doesn't feel resentment or whatever towards whatever obstacle it is, ends up like coming like merging with her intuition and overcomes the obstacle and like moves on. And maybe that's why she doesn't stop having the dream.
Wow.
That's very good, Allie.
Very interesting. Very good.
Suspiciously,
I don't know.
Interesting.
Respond to the Discord and say whether or not that could be.
I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. It's like this professional diagnosis. But whatever. It's whatever. Okay, next.
A voicemail.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Megan. I just finished listening to your podcast episode about the haunted dolls, and you mentioned calling in about possible haunted inanimate objects. So I just wanted to call about something that just happened in the past few weeks. A little bit of
haunted
a
dildo
background. My husband's father left when he was 2, so he was raised by a single mom. And he had an aunt and uncle who decided not to have children due to personal reasons. And his uncle kind of was like a father figure to him. They were really, really close, and they did a lot growing up. And he suddenly passed away 3 years ago. So over Christmas, his aunt gave him a watch that was his uncle's. And it really meant a lot to my husband, who, by the way, is a huge skeptic. He does not believe in anything paranormal, whereas I do believe in paranormal. So anyway, I've lived in a haunted house, so that's a whole other story. Anyway, so my husband got this watch that really meant a lot to him. He actually teared up, and it was a really touching thing. So anyway, we got home from Christmas Eve, and the next day, strange things started happening in the house. We lived here for 4 years and nothing weird has ever happened in our house. And doors started shutting, things started falling. So nothing bad, but strange things. So I'm just choosing as of right now to believe that it is Uncle Bob, looking out for us.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing bad happens. But I thought it was kind of a weird coincidence, and hopefully it's nothing bad and it's actually a good thing. And I brought it up to my husband, who, as I mentioned, is a huge skeptic, and he did not shoot it down immediately. And it looked like he actually kind of liked the idea. So kind of a fun story. So anyway, I love your podcast. It's really my favorite. I listen to every episode, and you guys are awesome. Thanks for all the work you do, and have a very happy new year. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. So a watch.
Happy new year to you.
It's not an evil watch.
That's crazy.
It's a guardian angel watch, perhaps.
It's a guardian angel watch.
Perhaps.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name's Lisha. Just phone to say hey. I was listening to a recent episode where someone called in and said that they took like a UFO tour and their guide said that he was Benjamin Franklin, was it?
Yeah.
I forget. But he was someone in his past life, which made me think about like people who claim to be reincarnated, which made me think about a reoccurring dream that I used to have when I was a child about being on the Titanic.
What?
It was the same dream.
What?
Where I'm trying to get my parents to go in the elevator to the lifeboat.
No, no,
because I knew
no.
I was sinking, and they were just like, la, 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 la. And then I was like, well, maybe I used my old life.
No.
I died on the Titanic. Because I kept having this reoccurring dream.
I can't.
And then I thought about the conspiracy behind Titanic. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
I swear to God, if she mentions babies and tigers.
That sinking was done on purpose to collect insurance money. It's a really bizarre conspiracy.
I didn't know that.
It's true. But it's fun to read about, and you guys should do an episode on that. Okay, great.
Wow.
Thanks for having the greatest podcast. Love you guys. Bye.
That's wild. Allie, what is dreaming with the Titanic mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
And what's crazy is that I skipped this message, and it was right after the other one. I was like, oh, I got to go back to this message. So you said it right after the other message. Wild. What the fuck?
That's really wild.
Okay, a dream about the Titanic means some conflicts within one's own subconscious. When you see Titanic in your dream, it can also mean that there may be some emotions in your life that are so overpowering you and you are getting so drained by these emotions.
Mm. I've never had a dream about the Titanic, no, I don't think.
That's wild.
Me
That's really,
either.
Really wild.
That's crazy. Also, I've never heard that conspiracy about collecting insurance money for the Titanic. Get insurance? I mean, everyone died. Did they get insurance money?
I know.
Weird.
That was scary, dude. They got $133 million.
Back then, that's like...
$9.42 million then. $133 million
Whoa.
Now.
Next voicemail.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. Melissa, Ali, Maria, you guys right now are talking in bizarre wills or about bizarre wills, and you are coming up with a movie idea and literally describing the plot to 1998 Disney Channel original movie, You Lucky Dog,
oh, no.
Starring
Kirk Cameron.
The dog inheriting the millions and then the hapless average Joe guy taking care of him.
Damn it.
And him, I don't know, saving his former owner's company or something like that.
Man.
I don't know, it's been a really long time since I've seen it. But I knew it sounded familiar. So I Googled it for you.
That's all it took.
It exists. And it's called You Lucky Dog.
Shit.
All right. That's it.
Wow. Crushing our dreams.
What is the name of the movie?
It's called You Lucky Dog.
That's a good title.
Jack Morgan is a dog therapist, once famous for being able to read his dog's mind. Although Jack cannot read the minds of other dogs, he still operates a canine mind reading business without divulging his inability to customers. Interesting. A wealthy man brings his dog Lucky to see Jack, who is stunned by his ability to read the dog's mind. 2 weeks later, the city closes down Jack's business. Simultaneously, Windsor's personal driver informs Jack that Windsor has died. Okay, so then Lucky inherits the money and the mansion. And then the hilarity ensues.
Hilarity I love hilarity ensues. Ensues.
Okay, next voicemail.
Hi, web callers. I have not been checking the Discord frequently, so forgive me if somebody has already mentioned this. Sorry, my oven is preheated. But I think that Dan Tana should get Dolly. He seems like a stand-up guy. I don't know if he's allergic to dogs, so that might be an issue, but I think he'd be a really good dog parent. He's already a person parent.
A person parent.
What's your idea? Oh, this is Rosie, by the way.
Person's Rosie.
Also, do you guys have a P.O. box set up? Because I would like to send you guys some cookies. Aww,
we should.
Or like some like baked goods.
I'll get a PO box.
I've been doing a lot of baking to cope with like the trauma of being a human being right now. and basically a lot of people around me are like, Mom, I can't really eat another cookie. So if you're interested, let me know what kind of cookie you like, and I would be happy to make some for you. But first, you have to have a P.O. box, because I think it'd be weird for me to mail them to, like, one of their houses.
She doesn't even want our address.
Bye.
Wow, so Dan Tana can get Dolly.
Sure. I would love a P.O. box, and I'd love some cookies. Maria sent us cookies the other day, and I ate 11 cookies. No, I ate 13 cookies in 10 minutes.
Those are Craig's.
Oh, yeah, they were Craig's.
Craig's special cookies. They're his pancake cookies. Craig came up with the recipe, and they're really something else. He's perfecting them, and I think we may have a business on our hands.
Take it on Shark Tank, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple more voicemails left.
Hi, this message is for Web Crawler.
Can you hear that?
My name is Jenny. I'm calling from New Jersey. Hello, ladies. I'm a huge fan. I adore your podcast. I love it. I just wanted to add something fun as a fun fact. So every single year, this is in regards to your episode about the crazy things that people leave in their will. So I'm about a 20-minute drive from Sleepy Hollow. So every year, my husband and I go for Halloween, and they do these amazing tours in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. They have, like, murder and mayhem, and then the crazy, twisted stories about the people that are buried there. So Leona Hemsley, like you mentioned in your episode, she's got this humongous mausoleum, like, really just cold-looking and creepy. And, of course, what you said about the dog is absolutely true. But also, so the tour guide told us that every year, her grandchildren, in order to keep their inheritance, they have to come to the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery in New York and arrive there with their lawyer and the caretaker of the cemetery, who unlocks the mausoleum. They have to go inside and sign a logbook every single year on this prearranged date. Otherwise, they lose their inheritance if they miss 1 year for the rest of their life.
Oh, my God.
Another fun fact they told us is that she was, like, the queen of mean, I guess they called her. And her son passed away, he was married and had two small children. Well, as soon as the son passed away, the same day or the next day, I'm not sure which, Leona told the daughter-in-law, you have to start paying me rent or you have to move out in a week. And of course, she's in a multi-million-dollar apartment. She didn't work, had no way. So she basically kicked her out.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, crazy. But please keep up the great work. I love your podcast. I adore all three of you. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Whoa. Damn, it's to visit her mausoleum every year and sign a logbook.
That's crazy.
That's one way to make sure you're not forgotten, I guess.
That's true.
Hello. This here message is for the Web Crawler.
What? Fake Jeff.
Okay, I just woke up, so my voice actually does kind of sound good. Hi, I've called him before. I tried out to get Allie to date my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, he's in a relationship.
Oh.
First of all, it's really not hard to remember your number. It's the jingle, which I don't know why you don't play it anymore. It's just in my head all the time. I just sing it to myself sometimes. But second of all, I just finished listening to your Bizarre Wills episode. And Ellie, you're right. It was a wonderful episode. I loved it so much. But I'm only 22. So I don't know why I'm thinking about this already, but for the last, like, I decided a couple years ago that I really would like to be returned to the food chain. Like, I have several people that I'm like, okay, when I die, like, as soon as I get really close with someone, like a really good friend or like my sister, I'm like, when I die, if I die before you, you have to take my body into the woods where you know there are wolves. I've considered maybe bears too. I don't know. But wolves, because I want to be returned to the food chain and be part of that wolf.
Whoa.
It's not like a vanity thing. Like, I don't think I'm going to be like, I'm the wolf now. Like, my soul's going to enter.
I'm the wolf.
Like, I just want this, like, beast to eat me and just be like, yeah, just stained, you know? I don't think that's that weird, but that pedo lady is fucked up. She's like, you got to be understated with your request to helping the animals. Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Also, the dog CEO movie, I was thoroughly, thoroughly.
Well, it exists apparently already.
And I was thinking about my roommate with her golden retriever and how good he would be in it. So, I don't know. I don't think you need a golden retriever because that's a little too Air Bud.
Yeah.
But definitely, terrible. Like, a big dog, like a good boy, you know, a good girl. Doesn't have to be a boy. There are girl CEOs. Anyway, I'm rambling because I also took my
Vance?
Adderall, and I haven't been able to talk to anyone yet today. So, goodbye. I love you.
I actually talked to her brother about Vivance or whatever drug we're on.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, it's bad. He agreed that it makes you crazy.
Yeah, it can make you crazy. We have one voicemail left.
Let's do it.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Danny, calling from Washington, D.C. As I'm calling on January 9th, I just want to throw this out there that I'm okay and I'm safe and I've survived. My apartment is about a mile from the Capitol.
Oh,
and
shit.
I can see it from my building, so I could watch the police cars and the fire trucks and the ambulances going there on Wednesday. It was terrifying and really, I was really shook. I thought about calling into the web crawlers helpline, but I managed to get through without that. So the reason I'm calling is because ever since the Craig Synchronicities episode, I've been having so many synchronicities between web crawlers and the big ones, and it's crazy. So I listened to the Fertility Doctor episode, which, great episode. Really loved it. My uncle's a fertility doctor, and I'm sending him it. Don't know if he'll listen. But immediately after, I listened to the big ones, and on it, Maria mentioned the show Almost Family, which is about a fertility doctor who uses his own sperm. And it's like three sisters. And then I listened to the Brittany Murphy episode of Web Crawlers. And right after, I listened to the big ones. And Maria mentioned that she had just watched Uptown Girls, which was crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had watched
and then
Uptown
just
Girls.
Recently, I listened to a big ones episode where the big one was about a Salvador Dali painting, or like a fake Salvador Dali painting.
Yep.
And then right after, I listened to Web Crawlers, and a listener called in and was like talking about a crazy dream. And Melissa said, sounds like Salvador Dali.
Oh.
It's really crazy. There's another one, but I forgot it.
Seems like we're copying off each other's podcast.
Like, yeah, to be fair.
My mind with everything that's going on. Maybe the world didn't end in 2012. Maybe it ended on December 21st. And now we're really in a scary simulation. Yes. But anyway, I love you guys. I love the podcast. Keep up the great work.
I love the pause.
Me too. It's so good.
That is weird. Wow. But you know why it's weird is because these are all, she's listening to them in weird order.
Not in order.
Right. And so she's hearing things from like I watched Uptown Girls like a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. So that was a question I was going to have.
But yeah, she's listening to them in weird order. So it's weird. There's definitely some synchronicities there.
Okay. Because I was going to ask, I was like, if they're in order, then it's like, Melissa could have heard on your podcast you saying something. So then when we record Web Crawlers, that could have. But if they're out of order, then that is weird.
It's out of order.
You're out of order.
Yeah, you're out of order. You're out of order.
This episode's out of order.
Well, guys, I'm still tripping over that double Titanic voicemail. That's crazy.
Yeah.
If you dream about the Titanic also, please call us. Because if that's a common dream, then, you know, wild. Oh, okay, got it. That's the theme song. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to paint Maria like one of my French girls. Also, if you want to draw pictures of Maria, fan art of Maria's face on Kate Winslet's body, please send those in. I would die to see
it's
some
gonna
of those.
It's going to be Kate Winslet's body with like a goblin head. That's what I'm going to get pictures of. I'm just drawing goblins.
Oh my god. Or with that, or with like one of our animals' heads on top of it. Anyways, I am Allie Synchronicity Siegel.
I am Melissa Titanic Stutton.
And I'm Maria Uptown Girls Blasucci.
Yeah, you are, bitch. Work it,
yeah,
girl.
You are.
Yes, queen. Okay, bye.
Bye.
An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.